It's 25 degrees in Richland Center, 28 minutes before 1 o'clock on this Tuesday afternoon, December 10th. Today's final statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Jerome Edward Jerry Linscheid, 87, of Richland Center, died November 26th. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church in Muscadet. Burial with military rites will follow in St. John's Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at St. John's Gym in Muscadet tomorrow morning from 9:30 until the time of Mass at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Survivors of Jerry Linscheid include his sister, Susan and Gordon Kremer of Cassville, sister-in-law, Beth Linscheid of Verona, stepdaughter, Lori and Mark Williamson of Oak Creek, four granddaughters, three great-grandchildren, three nieces, a nephew, great-nieces and nephews, and special cousins, Chris Burkett, Heather DeHochet, Karen and Dean Mule, and Ginger and Chris Dubansky. Jerome Edward Jerry Linscheid, 87, of Richland Center. Joanne Elizabeth Tracy, 89, of Boscobel, died Thursday. A celebration of life will be held Wednesday at 11 at the Kendall Funeral Service, Boscobel. Burial will be at the Basswood Cemetery. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Service Wednesday from 9 until the time of service at 11. A luncheon will be held at the Cottonwood Supper Club in Fenimore. Memorials may be made to the family or Grace Hospice. Joanne Tracy is survived by her children, Brian Robertson of Wauwatosa, Charmin and Paul Andrews of Minneapolis, Minnesota, Dawn and Ernie Johnson of Asheville, North Carolina, Christy Holt of Fairbanks, Alaska, Kelly and Jeff Schulenberg of Poinette, Ed and Deb Robertson of Boscobel, and Neil Brooks of Wauwatosa. Seven grandchildren, four great-grandchildren, and many nieces and nephews. Joanne Elizabeth Tracy, 89, of Boscobel. Lennis Marie Gilbertson, age 86, died Saturday. A funeral service will be held Friday at 1 at the Highland Presbyterian Church. Friends may call at the Highland Presbyterian Church Friday from 9 until the time of service at 1. A luncheon will follow at the Highland Historical Society. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to Dove Healthcare, Fenimore. The McGuire Peterson Hauk Funeral Home, Highland, is serving the family. Lennis Gilbertson is survived by five children, Jim and Sue White of Green Bay, Christy Creel, Kathy and Larry Nondorf, Jeannie and Neil Welsh, and Jennifer White, all of Highland. 14 grandchildren, 26 great-grandchildren, siblings, Peggy and Galen Fry Miller, and Stanley and Jane Fry, many nieces and nephews, and her best friend, Joanne Schmitz. Lennis Marie Gilbertson, age 86. Logan Miles, Logie Swinehart, 82, of Avoca, died Saturday at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. Funeral services will be held Friday, December 27th at 2, at the Avoca Bible Church. Burial with military rites will follow in the Avoca Cemetery. Friends may call at the Avoca Bible Church Friday, December 27th, from noon until the time of service at 2. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Logie Swinehart is survived by his wife of 55 years, Bertha, three children, John and Christy Swinehart of Avoca, Gene and Mike Wardell of Bethlehem, Georgia, and Daniel and Tanya Swinehart of Mineral Point. Former daughter-in-law, Lisa Swinehart of Honolulu, 11 grandchildren, sister-in-law, Joan Swinehart of Antigo, special friends, Clarence and Sharon Johnson, and Dennis Wardell. Also many special neighbors and close friends. Logan Miles, Logie Swinehart, 82, of Avoca.